This is Casey Currents. I'm Suzanne Hogan in for Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson.
One for the money, two for my bros, three for the city, now everybody knows.
What's up? No faking. One shot taken. My life was enticed with mayhem, just praying to God I make it.
Many young urban men see rap music as a ticket to a better, more prosperous life. But few ever even get a start in the music industry. 22-year-old G. Watts, however, has a better chance than many. His new mixtape, What's Up, has been featured in Quincy Jones' music magazine, The Source, and other major industry publications and blogs. The track Watts Riot, that's R-I-O-T, features the Kansas City native rhyming with L.A. rapper Kendrick Lamar, a rising hip-hop sensation who made his name on the Internet. Just a few days after the release of G's collaboration with Lamar, the song had more than 16,000 listens. I caught up with G. Watts last week to find out more about how the collaboration happened.
He said my name on Twitter, but he didn't say my name. He was just like, what's up to my G's out there, something. And so I tweeted him, I was like, what you saying my name for? And he was like, huh? And I was like, you trying to do a song? And so, you know, and it grew from that. He was like, DM me. And, you know, ever since we had a cordial relationship with each other.
So when you first reached out to him like that, did you really expect that he was going to take the time to listen to your music?
Because when I reached out to him, he wasn't Kendrick Lamar like he is now. I hit him up probably a week or two before the Dr. Dre co-sign. That's God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Divine intervention. And so he really wasn't the man that he is, but, you know.
Okay. What kind of influenced
that song?
Yeah, your song, your lyrics.
He came, K-Dot came to Kansas City on tour with Drake. Before he came, he sent me a text like, yo, I think I got one for you for my album. I was like, psh, it's all I needed to hear. And so when he came, played the beat for me, he was in the middle of rapping / writing his verse. He had half of it already recorded, half we were still trying to piece together. And he told me, he was like, hey, man, when I lay this down, I'm going to get it to you. Take it, marinate, live with it, and send it back. I was like, you still writing your verse? He's like, I got about 8 bars. And so as a competitor, I was like, I don't need to take nothing home. I'll write right here with you.
So I want you to paint a picture, because I heard Kendrick's verse was actually recorded on a tour bus. What was that like?
Yeah, it was me, him, his security guard, and my girl, actually. We was on the bus just sitting there watching, and she was like, oh, my God, are you excited? Are you excited? And I was like, girl, it's meant to be. Like, no, I'm not excited. I'm happy and I'm grateful that I'm the one that's able to be in this position. But, nah, this is, you know, divine. So I really don't get hype over stuff like that. I'll be hype when I get 100 million or a billion, something like that.
You clowns jiggy rapping, G like it, Biggie happened to splash with pocket, get it cracking. I take action, no acting, I ain't playing with you. Real Wells gave me game, soak like kitty. K-Dot gave me respect, the homie like you crazy blessed. We finna blow like C4 with no bull in that text. Yes, Mike Jack wouldn't make it in this thriller. Watch up, watch everybody get familiar. One for the money, two for my bros, three for the city, now everybody knows.
So one of the lines, Mike Jack wouldn't make it in this thriller. You were talking about Kansas City?
Indeed, yes.
What did you mean by that?
Also in a song I got called Quiet Place, just to tie this all together, I said, my little cousin talking about he killed for a thrill. His big brother, 14, he tripping off a pill. And his big bro getting wet. Imagine how my auntie feel, you know.
And then you say, welcome to my quiet place.
Exactly, you know. So this is all the stuff that I see or have seen growing up here, you know. And I just paint the picture of it, you know, the way that I seen it. And that eventually shows, you know, you wouldn't make it here just as an average person. You got to be strong. You got to be tough.
So how did you come up with your name?
That's my real name. Yes, ma'am.
Is it really?
Yeah.
G-E-E.
Uh-huh. Watts. Uh-huh, named okay. After my daddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was a stage name.
Nah, no, ma'am. No faking to it.
So what part of Kansas City did you grow up in?
North side, northeast side on 4315 Jackson, 4311 Spruce, which is right down the street from there, 10th and Garfield, 10th and Olive, off of Hardesty and Independence Ave. But we've lived in like 13, 14 different houses. So, you know, I've been everywhere, scattered throughout, but mainly, you know, the north and the east part.
So what was growing up in Kansas City like for you? Real talk.
For me, you know, growing up as a kid, I had a lot of people that would use me because I had both of my parents in the house, and so I was privileged a little bit. I'd get, you know, I had a basketball goal outside our crib, and so people would come over and we'd play ball and stuff like that. But other than that, if they wouldn't try and hoop, they wouldn't try and rock with me. But that was because, you know, I was a bad little spoiled brat, you know what I'm saying, considering what I was growing up in. And then whenever I moved schools out of the inner city, I said in premature hate, actually, talk about when my mama told me to take a knife to school or whatever, and then I got kicked out of my elementary. I went to Fairview Alternative after that. And then being in there, my mom and daddy was like, man, this is just stifling you, because my work was like in a packet. We really didn't have like real work. We just had a packet, and you go through the packet, you good. So I was like, hell nah, excuse me. I was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? You need to do some real work. And so my mama is actually from the Kansas side. Her whole family stay in Kansas. And I ended up going to school in Kansas. And being there, I got to see that side of life. And I got to realize I ain't ish. You know what I'm saying? My little gifts that my mama and daddy throw to me ain't nothing compared to, you know, how some other kids got it. And that humbled me fast, you know. And so then I started being able to have more friends and stuff like that. But growing up, I just had my cousins, you know what I'm saying? And I rock like that. Really couldn't trust too many.
Now, you lost a good friend at a young age. What impact did that have on you?
Not to speak negatively, but when that happens at such a young age, all it do is make you numb to it. At least for me, definitely. When I seen him laid in the middle of the street as a 9-year-old kid, me and him being like 14 at the time, you think that that's common and that's normal. So then whenever it do end up happening again, you know, it's like kind of second nature. In the past month, I've lost 3 cousins and a homeboy, you know, and so.
Gun violence?
Two was gun violence, one was a car crash, and the other was a suicide. So
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So I know in your music, and we'll talk more about your music later, that you talk about the fact that Kansas City can be a rough place, though, to grow up.
Mm-hmm. It can, if you, you know, if you allow it to be, you allow it. You got a whole bunch of people just trying to raise they self, and the game that they getting is through some fairy tale rap music, or, you know, fictional movies or fake gangsters in TV. You know what I'm saying? And that ends up just bringing out the worst in everything and everybody, you know? So when you grow up amongst that and you have that as your blueprint, what you gonna get? You know what I'm saying? It's easy to be enticed if you don't surround yourself by the right folks. Of course, you know, all my homeboys were growing up in the same part of town that I grew up in. So not only are they from the same city, but for the most part, they're from the same spot. And watching them, because I'm the youngest one out of all my homies, watching all them strive for better. They got 9-to-5s. You know what I'm saying? Most of them don't smoke. A few of them do, but most of them don't. So it's easy for me to take the good out of each one of them and try to implement it in my life, thank God, because I got older homies who know game and they give me game. You know what I'm saying?
So at what point did you start getting interested in writing rhyme and rapping?
When I was like 2 years old, I actually used to go down. It's a park. It's still there, but it used to jump a little bit more back in the day. I would rap. My pops would pull out a little suitcase, and I'd stand on the suitcase, and I'd perform, and they'd give me, like, you know, $1 here, $2 there. But, you know, so it's been in me since a youngin'. But I started writing, I want to say, 8th grade, when I heard T.I.'s Urban Legend and Kanye Late Registration.
I I have to tell you that when I listened to Trust Nobody, I felt really kind of sad because I started thinking about what kind of world would it be if you couldn't trust anybody.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Trust, easy to lose, but it's hard to earn. I don't play around with these clowns, keep my stance firm. To all you lame, just rocking the same clothes, then post a cute pic on Twitter and thanking you that thing. No! To all the.
How have your experiences led you to that place?
Well, to this point, I feel like you can't trust nobody 100%, period. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe it's right. I feel like you should love all, trust few. You know what I'm saying? No, you should love most. You know what I'm saying? And trust none 100%.
So you want to do a little rhyme while you're in the studio?
Oh, yeah. I think I'll do that for you.
All right. Go on right ahead. What are we going to hear?
I just wrote this. So, and it's the one that I know by heart right now. Staring at these brick walls, swear I'm having a withdrawal. What direction I'm headed, I'm begging to take the chip off my shoulder. Can't hold them, them grudges cause a quick fall. Get clipped if you cross the wrong bro. Pray Chris Paul will be the one. Froze cold when he squeezed a gun. Barrel on my liver, I quiver knowing this day will come. Native tongue of young killers, trying to suffice it with drum drillers. Sherm stick motors fold none quicker. Killing they self, dying of thirst, needing some help. Talent on shelf, belief nowhere to be felt. See, prideful's what I'm not, pride won't find the belt. Aiming to get the title before my rival come and melt. The skin I'm in with Mac 10 tears, crying out for help. Pellets penetrating my peers. 2K12, goddamn, one hell of a year. 13 started off worse, I knew my blessing was near. Fear, can't have none, strengthen your spleen. At 9, I saw a big homie fall at 14. His body lay lifeless, his blood covered his jeans. Tim's on his feet, Bumblebee tape marking the scene. Still to this very day, I hear his mama scream. Growing up this away, imagine the drama it brings. Trying past that, trying to resonate while I earn. Every opportunity before I burn. A lot of rappers talk that talk, so I smooth watch. Giving game out like 50 Iveens inside the dock. Again, talk that talk, Huey on Boondock. Ill Will got it right, I'm Huey on that rooftop. Yes, ma'am.
All right, all right. Yeah, I like that flow.
Thank you, and you didn't even hear the beat. Imagine when you hear the beat with it. Ooh.
It's going to be nasty.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
So what's next for G-Watts?
I'm coming out with a video to Nasty. Yes, she dancing. come out with a video to Nasty. And also just try to push this mixtape as much as possible because I feel like the music, like I said, resonate. It's a decent body of work. And so therefore, I want it to be heard on a level it deserves to be heard at, not just a local level and a few folks outside of this scene hearing it. I want everybody to be able to hear it as much as possible, you know. So once that's done, then we'll start talking about new music. But until then, we're just going to push this.
G, thank you for joining us in the KCUR studios.
Thank you for having me.
Kansas City rapper G Watts has a new mixtape out called What's Up and a video called A Quiet Place.
Young and handle business him. Thank you. No. Might hug him and kiss him, might flip him in. Right. That there be my ticket and my claim to show you difference. Yeah. D be tricking, but on me she pay attention. I really, really get it in my heyday, I was gritting. 16 BMW hit the club inches. Boy, I was so icy, they ain't like me, I'm no different. I ain't like them because I grind for mines. My OGs ain't get this.
We really appreciate you tuning in to KC Currents. Check out anything you might have missed or you want to hear again on our webpage at kcur.org.
Or find us on iTunes. You can reach us at kccurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter at kccurrents.
KC Currents is produced by Sylvia Maria Gross with associate producer Alex Smith. Our intern is Monica Sandretsky, and our theme music is by Approach. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Suzanne Hogan. Sylvia Maria Gross returns next week.